is my Bible. I am who it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. I will do what it says I'll do. Oh, it sounded weak. I will do what it says I'll do. In Jesus' name. Everybody say amen. Amen. If you're using your phone for your Bible, glory to God. But if you would, turn the volume down so it doesn't disturb everybody else around you. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, this morning I want to talk to you about godliness is profitable for all things. And I'm going to just pause on that just a minute because the word says that godliness is profitable for all. Say all. All things. It's not just some things. It's just, sometimes we just get caught up and we have separated our lives from church, Christianity, and work, and home. And I'm here to tell you that God wants us to unite ourselves under Him. Amen? Let's pray. Lord, help us to become better Christians. More Christ-like each and every day. Lord, we follow Your calling upon us, O God. Lord, now let us not be followers of other people, of other things, but Lord, let us focus and hear Your voice and Your voice alone. Let us not be distracted and taken away from the things that You've called us to do. But Lord, let us sanctify ourselves. Lord, let us be steadfast in running after You with a fresh desire each and every day. Let us not grow weary in doing good. Lord, for Your word says in due season, if we will be steadfast, we will reap a reward. In Jesus' name, and everyone said amen. Well, as we live each and every day of our life, how many of you know life takes a toll on us? Have you ever been just wore out? Have you ever just realized that just doing the things that you got to do every day, you just realize that it takes its toll on us? We got to learn that to do what we need to do and to not do the things we don't need to do. Amen. We need to realize that God wants us to learn to have faith. And to have faith, it takes faith. Did you understand what I just said? To have faith, it takes faith. You've got to build our faith. We need to learn how to build our faith. And of course, the Bible tells us that. So how do you get faith? The Bible says that. So then faith comes. In Romans 10 and 17, the word says that faith comes, say comes, by hearing and hearing of the word of God and hearing of the word of God. See, sometimes we just listen to too many other voices. We're listening to too much stuff that's going on all around us and we're trying to figure out things. And I'm here to tell you, we need to hear God's voice. We need to learn something called discernment to hear what the word of the Lord, what the word is saying to us, what the Lord is saying to us. So how does faith come? We need the word of God. We need to learn each and every day how to build our faith. How do we build it? We got to get before the Lord and get stronger. We need to get before God and learn that we need to build our godliness. Now, that's not to walk around like holier than other people. It's not to walk around and say, I'm godly or I'm holier than that person. No, our comparison should be up to Jesus. And when we compare ourselves to Jesus, how many of you know we fall short? We fall short of the glory of the Lord. But watch this. We need to learn that godliness, say godliness, is profitable for all things. No matter where we are and what we're doing, godliness is profitable. Last week I was over in Picayune and I was preaching over there, and one of the things one of the fellows said was that he realizes that there's a holiness, there's a sanctifying of the body of Christ that seems to be deteriorating. That people are just getting like lackadaisy, just, you know, just treating God like, well, that's just, you know, God. And yes, we are to be close to God and friendly with God, but there should be a reverence and a respect that we are lacking, in my opinion. And what he was saying that, and I agreed with him. I said, you're right. We lack the respect. And I'll say it like the Word says it. We're to have a fear of the Lord. Now, that's not a fear of, oh, I'm scared of God. But it's a fear of not doing the right thing. A fear of not being godly. And I'm not trying to make it sound like we're trying to be ritualistic or rules or laying a lot of condemnation on people, because that's not our job. That's the job of the Holy Spirit. But this is what I found is that a lot of us have been becoming very comfortable, and we have not allowed the conviction of the Holy Spirit to actually convict us. We're pushing it aside. We're getting hard-hearted, as the Word says, and we're not allowing the conviction. We're just pushing it aside and saying, oh, I'm okay. Are we? Are we truly okay? Well, I'm here to tell you that God calls us to a higher calling. He's calling us to live a godly life. Watch this. Listen to this. 1 Timothy 4:7 says, but reject profane and old wives' tale. Have you ever heard this? I mean, they say, who the heck are they anyway? They saying a whole lot of things, and too many of us are listening to what they say and not understanding that we have to watch what the Scripture says. But reject profane and old wives' fables, but and say exercise. Exercise yourself. Exercise. That means get out and do so. Exercise yourself towards godliness. We've got to start getting our direction right. We've got to start focusing on what God has called us to be and do. Now, that doesn't mean that you're ever going to be a preacher. I'm not trying to say, I'm not called to be a preacher. Well, you may not be called to stand on a platform, but you are called by God to reach out to the next generation. You are called by God to tell your family, your friends, your neighbors who Jesus is and what he's done for you. Amen? It's time for us to realize that it's time for us to exercise. Watch what this Word says. It says, for bodily exercise is profitable for a little. There's a lot of people got exercise programs, don't we? Don't we? Okay, just check. Bodily exercise is profitable for a little, but godliness is profitable for... Oh, can you say all? Man, there's such a revelation and understanding that God is in everything that we do. He is right there with us no matter where. The Word says, if you make your bed in hell, I'm there with you. So no matter where we are and what we're doing, God is there. He's with us. And he's trying. In my opinion, I'm just going to have to tell you, I felt God pulling and tugging on me every time I tried to do the wrong thing. Anybody? Every time you go in the wrong place and you don't belong there, you feel that little tugging saying, you don't belong there. If you ever go in some place and you're hearing the wrong stuff and you know you're watching the wrong thing on TV, you feel and you hear condemnation and you're saying, uh-oh, I need to change the channel. Or you can cancel that subscription. Or you can just get away from whatever. You know what? I understand it takes time, say time, for the Holy Spirit to get through, because some of us are hard-headed. Anybody hard-headed? Don't raise your hand. Anyway, profitable for all things, having the promises of life. Watch what it says. Having promises of the life that, say now, that now is. You see, sometimes, I mean, I love Scripture. I love songs, and I love the old songs that said, in the sweet by and by. But too many of us have sung that song and don't want to live the life today. We want to think about, well, it's just for the sweet by and by. I'm here to tell you that it's for today, too. God has a promise for you today. Say today. There are some folks today that you're going to catch a revelation. You're going to catch a glimpse. You're going to catch a vision of God Almighty. And when we do that, I love to say this because it's true. When you catch a glimpse of God and when you touch the throne room of God, you cannot help but be changed. It'll change your direction. It'll change your mind. It'll change your attitude. But sometimes we walk out the door and leave the change here. Don't leave the tips here. Take them with you. Because God wants to bless you and encourage you. Watch this. And promise for the life that now is today and of which is to come. Yes, we're going to be also blessed in the by and by. I believe it. I pray for it. I cry out for it. But not only for the sweet by and by, but for today too. Not for just on the other side. Sometimes we just want to, well, I just can't wait till we get there. I can't wait too, but while I'm living here today, how many of you know God's got something for you? Do you know He has something for you? Say amen. Watch this, Matthew chapter 9 and verse 28. And Jesus said to them, do you believe, watch this, do you believe that I'm able to do this? Do you believe that God can take you from where you were into where you need to be? Do you believe that God wants to change and encourage and strengthen you and pour out His Spirit upon you that you might hear what He has to say to the church? Say church. We got to get that inside of us. Too many of us are looking at the church as an outside entity, or the church that it's just that preacher, or it's just that denomination, or it's just the church. And we complain and whine and fuss, but I'm here to tell you it's time for us to turn. I hate to quote somebody like Michael Jackson, but I'm gonna. It's time for us to look at the man in the mirror and realize that it's time for a change, and we got to make it with us. Amen? God wants to do something in me. How about you? Jesus said to them, do you believe that I'm able to do this? Do you believe that Jesus is who He said He was? Do you believe that Jesus is who He said He is? Do you believe that He saved us from a life of torment? Oh, what a mighty God we serve. It could be worse. How many of you know, no matter what you're going through, it could be worse. Oh, but I've got this problem. Yeah, you do. I understand. And it's tough. But guess what? How many of you can say, amen, you know it could be worse? Whew, what a mighty God. Do you know who you are? Watch what 1 John chapter 5 and 19 says. We know that we are of God. Just going to pause there a minute. Do you know that we are of God? For the whole world lays under the sway of the wicked one. Do you know the enemy's trying to destroy and take away, and he's trying to just keep you confused and keep you worried? He's swaying back and forth. Have you ever seen things swaying? Have you ever seen how unstable, say unstable, unstable things can be? Well, our lives are not to be that way. We're to be on the rock, Christ Jesus. We're to be have a firm foundation. For the whole world lies under the sway of the wicked one. And we know that the Son of God has come and has given, say given. Given to who? Us. An understanding, say understanding. Do you know that God has given us an understanding? Do you know that He's pouring out a fresh anointing on the world today for the Christians, for the people that are called by His name, for the people that really want to hunger and thirst after righteousness? He said, you shall be filled. He wants to pour out His Spirit. He wants to do something mighty in your life. Do we have the understanding? And He gave us an understanding that we might know Him who is true. Do you know that He's true? And that we might know Him who is true. Do you know He's true? And His Son, Jesus Christ, that is the true God and eternal life. Do you know who you are? Do you just feel like, well, you know, I go to church. And do we claim Christianity because we're not Buddhist or Muslim or something else? Well, you know, I was born in America. I'm a Christian. Well, do you know what Christian means? Come on, say it loud. Christ-like. Do we have to realize that we have to realize that God has called us to be Christ-like? Well, I'll never be perfect. Well, I didn't tell you had to be perfect. I told you to be Christ-like. I tell you to run the race to win the prize. Don't just go, well, I can't make it. Heck. How many of you ever run a sprint in high school or junior when you were younger? I'll just say that. You run every now and then, and you run sprints and run. Sometimes, you know, you never, I don't know, if the slowest guy in our school, I ain't going to tell you his name, but it looked like he was giving all he had. I mean, he was, oh, I could call it Ed Luke. I've run him a few times with it, but no, it wasn't Ed. It was, but this guy, I mean, if you was to see his face, you would have thought he was, I mean, doing 90 miles an hour. But he was like the slowest kid in school. And he was like, and he was barely moving. And it doesn't matter where you're placed. It matters on that heart of where he was. He gave it all he had. And I always admired him for that, because he didn't just go, well, I'm slow, I just won't go, I just can't run. You ever see some folks that do that? I just can't be the best out there, so I ain't going to try to do nothing. Come on, it's not about being the best. You see, because we're individuals, and God has called you, say me, to run your race the best you can. You do the best you can, and you forget the rest. Do your best and forget the rest. Run with endurance the race that was set before Bob. No, that's not what it says. The race that was set before me. You got to run your race. Watch this. Do you have the understanding? Watch this. Have we downloaded our upgrade? Have we downloaded our upgrade? How many of you know we're called to be upgraded? Some of us are still running. I don't know if y'all can remember old computers, but my first one was called a 286. That was like, man, we thought it was like wonderful. Then I got an upgrade to a 386. Hallelujah, I was moving. Then we changed out the board and put a 486 motherboard in there. And boy, I was flying. Unbelievable. How many of you know it's about an ongoing, say ongoing, upgrade. It's not about just being satisfied with your status quo. It's not about just staying here. It's about realizing that God has called us to a higher level, to a higher life, to live. It's not about being better than your neighbor. It's not about being better than the brother in church that, oh, you know, if I could just be like that brother Bob, sitting in the front, brother. If I could just be like Sister Jenny, if I could just teach her class, if I could just, hey, maybe you will never teach a class. I don't know. That's not for me to say. I've watched people get mad and leave churches because they didn't make me a teacher, and I've been there for 2 minutes. I've had folks come in this church, stand right in that door and tell me that God called them to preach today. I said, that's a lie from the enemy because he didn't tell me. And I got a word for this morning. So guess what? Some people don't have the understanding. Now, if God, how many of you ever was here before? And I've told you, I've been studying all week and I just didn't get a word. And something happened that morning and it just transpired and things unfolded. And I kept saying, God, why are you not giving me a word? What's wrong with me? And he said, because I got another plan. So I just let the anxiety and the anticipation. And I said, Lord, I'm your vessel. I just want to do your perfect will. I'm not worried about creating a program or good in A, B, C, and D. I just want to come and worship the Lord in truth and the Spirit and separate ourselves. How many of you know God has a plan? Oh, boy, every now and then I just get these. You don't understand what goes on in this brain. The old A-team, the guy smoked a cigar and he said, I love it when a plan comes together. I'm here to tell you, I love it when God's plan comes together. Oh, it's such a great place to be in His presence. It's such a great place to walk into and know that you're in the presence of the Most High God. Amen? You have to, watch this now. Sometimes when we get our download and we get our upgrade, some reason we think we got to go and do everything God calls us to do tomorrow. How many of you know we got to do some unpacking? We got to do some opening of the folders. We got to find out how this program's running. We got to find out what God wants me to do today. Say today. You see, because He's not going to, I have yet, in my experience, I can't speak for anybody else, but in my experience, God has never just said, well, watch this. For the next 5 years, you're going to do this, 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 and this. Now, usually I just get like one little word here, one little word there. And He says, I've called you. I've called you to work with the young people. I've called you to work in the nursery. I've rebuked that spirit in Jesus' name. No, I never rebuked it. I'm just teasing you. Every now and then you're called as a husband to take the garbage out, huh? I just got rebuked by 30 men. Sometimes you're called to cut the grass in Jesus' name. Because in the process of cutting the grass, the Almighty God just might lay upon you some revelation and understanding while you're out there just going, oh, 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 oh. He might just say, guess what? Because of your obedience, because you've treated your home with respect and honor, let me show you what I'm going to do in your life. What? You see, it's not about the job you're actually doing, but it's about the position you have in Christ. When we position ourselves to be blessed, when we position ourselves to walk with God, watch what He will unpack, say unpack, in your life. He's looking for obedience, because obedience is, yes it is. Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 7 says it like this. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and in all you're getting, get understanding. We got to learn how to understand that it's not necessarily the way we think it is. It's not necessarily. Watch what this says. Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 21 says, the lips of the righteous, watch this, the lips of the righteous feed many. But the fool dies for lack of wisdom. How many of you know we got to be not foolish? We got to not be foolish. Watch this. 2 Timothy 3 and 16 says, all scripture, say some scripture. Oh, y'all didn't trick you, huh? All scripture is given by the inspiration of God. There we go back to that word all. All scripture is given to us by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, reproof, for correction, for instruction. Say instructions. In righteousness. How many of you ready to pour out, just get away from all of your fleshly thoughts? That the man of God might be complete, thoroughly. I like that word. Thoroughly equipped for every good work. For every good work. You see, you might not think, you know, too many of us walk around like, well, I can't do that. Quit saying that. If God blessed you, He also enabled you. If God called you, He also enabled you. It's not about you anyway. It's about dying to self and lifting up Jesus. Amen? It's about finding out that if He's called you, watch what I'm saying, if He's called you, He will enable you. So don't say, well, I just can't do that, brother. I never did do nursery before. Well, sign up, because you never know. There you go. Come on, thank you. Sign up for children's church. Well, you know, I don't know if I could take those kids. I might shoot one. Don't shoot them. Just pray for them. I'm just telling you, it's time for, you know, it's amazing how many people just think that everything happens in a church. How many of you know it don't just happen? God calls people and raises them up, like Jeremy and Casey. Last week we prayed for, 2 weeks ago we prayed for them. God just anointed them and poured out. Carol said, you know, I think that God's going to just do something in their lives. Man, y'all pray for them. They need help. God is so awesome, because in the process of obedience being better than sacrifice. Now let me stop real quick, because I have to say this, because some of y'all might be, well, you know, I don't work in there. Let me just say this. If you're not called to work in the nursery or in the young children's church, don't go try and do it. Because you're going to be miserable and you're going to make everybody around you miserable. You know? Well, I ain't going to church this morning because I ain't want to be. Man, I can't get anybody ask me to do that. I want. You know what? This is a word that you won't hear too many preachers say, but I'm going to say it and lay hold of it. If God didn't call you to do it, don't do it. Because you're going to make everybody around you miserable. But if God called you, but if you know God's called you, start lining up. Start lining. Watch what I'm telling you. Start lining up. Now, well, you know, y'all want me to take the God's cup class before I get the teacher class. I ain't taking no God. Now, y'all ain't going to brainwash me, make me feel like it's not about brainwashing. Hopefully it is. We'll wash all the garbage out. But what I'm saying is that, I mean, I had my brother. I loved him to death. His name was Glenn. He died a few years ago. But that's exactly the words that I'm using to you. Is words he told me. He was a deacon in a Baptist church, and he said, "I ain't coming there. I ain't gonna treat you. Ain't gonna make me take the class." The whole time he sat right there, he was miserable as could be. I kept praying, "Lord, help him leave." I think God killed him. No, I'm. Just a joke. Just a joke. Oh, man, I done got on the bad side of somebody. Shouldn't have said that. No, I'm just, that's a joke. Okay? Just telling you. Watch, where am I? Instruction in righteousness, that a man of God may be complete and thoroughly equipped. We know that God's word is profitable. We know that we need, how many of you need a download, a fresh one right now? Lord, you see the ones that want a fresh download. Watch this. Do we believe the Bible? Do we believe the word of God just happens to be the most infallible, perfect word of God? Do we believe that? So if we truly believe that, then we need to start applying it. Apply the Word of God. Well, you know, I haven't read too much of it. Well, faith comes by hearing and hearing of the... So you want to build your faith? Oh, Pastor, pray for me to get more faith. Sprinkle some water on me. Hallelujah, put some oil on me. Come on, let's get more faith. And I don't mean to make fun of all that stuff, but I'm here to tell you that faith comes by hearing and hearing of the Word of God. When we read the Word of God, when we listen to what we're saying, have you ever read and just went, wow? You see, God wants to bless you. And He wants to bring revelation and understanding and illuminate our minds that we might hear and see and know. And put a smile on our faces. Because Christianity is a good thing. It's a great thing. It's an awesome life to live. It is the best possible. How many have you watched this? And you can look around, okay? I'll give you permission. You can watch your neighbors. How many of you have tried a bunch of other things that just did not satisfy you? Anybody? And yet we'll keep trying some of this stuff over and over and over. And I'm here to tell you from experience. Anybody experienced it? From experiences, you can go. Anybody that raised their hand, go talk to them. Say, do you try that? Yep, I did it. I was an idiot. I just kept trying to do it over and over and over, but it never did make me happy. How many of you know there's a God vacuum inside of you? And when you put Jesus inside, you can't help but live the life. You can't help but want to please God. You can't help but desire to do the right things and train up, run the race, hear the word, and realize that we've got to go for it. Got to go for it. How many of you are ready to go for it? Download them, Lord. Unpack some stuff in their life. Watch what God is doing. Watch what Isaiah 40:8 says. For the grass withers and the flowers fade. Life happens. Things go on. But the word of God stands forever. What? The word of God stands forever. Do you know God is pouring out this day into our lives? Do you know that He said in the last days, how many of you know we're coming? Each day we're getting closer to the last day, right? And as we're coming closer to the last day, God is pouring out. This word says God is pouring out His Spirit onto, but not just Sister Jenny. Seen that, Bob? I left you alone. He's not just on Jenny, but He's on Dale and Lynn. Why is that? And Lewis, Brother Lewis. Oh, speaking of Brother Lewis, you didn't wave the thing for the announcement. You didn't want to disturb me. He asked me to make an announcement. I just saw him and realized it when I said Lewis. If anybody has some typing ability and would like to type up some stuff for him, he's got a notebook full. He just wants you to write a book for him, but go ahead and check him out. I'm just teasing. But he wants to get some stuff typed up. If you've got that ability, you got some talent, you got some blessings that you want to bless Brother Lewis Brady with, that's the man right there. See him? Next time, wave at me and I'll remember. Okay. And he wants to get that done. Now, let's get back over here. We all have to make choices, and we all have to understand that it's time for us to believe Jesus. Now, we have a choice to believe or not believe. And I'm here to tell you that believing is a much better way. There's a way that seems right to men. That's later. I'll go back. Do we believe that Jesus is who He said He was? do we truly believe the Bible to be the inspirational, inspired, infallible Word of God? Psalms chapter 53:1 says this: a fool says in his heart, there is no God. Don't be foolish. Don't be foolish. A fool. I'm not calling you a fool. I'm telling you this is what the Scripture says. A fool. The fool says in his heart, there is no God. How many of you know it's time for us to realize we've been foolish too long? And I know you're sitting there going, wait, Brother Tyrone, I never said there was no God. Well, sometimes we say things louder by our actions than the words that are coming out of our mouth. I'm going to get off that. Now I believe that most of us in here have a routine. I'm ready to start preaching now. Y'all ready? I believe that most of us in here have a routine where we just get caught up in life and doing the same old thing. We wake up, we drink our coffee, we have our tea, we sit around and we're trying to wait until our eyes open and we're trying to figure out what we're going to do for the day, and we figure out what kind of plans we have for the day, and we find out that we got to either work or we got to go to school or we're going to play or whatever it is. We might do our exercise program. Hallelujah. And then, have we downloaded our day, our plans from the Lord? Have we prayed? Have we looked at our Christian life and realized that we're called to a higher calling? Do we realize that the Word says that as we draw closer to Him, He draws closer to us? Do you know that God wants to download an upgrade in our lives? He wants to bring us to a place of understanding, a place of getting in God's presence. He wants us to realize that godliness is profitable for all things. But we can get caught up in doing things just for doing things' sake. But watch this. We know that sometimes we do things and we don't know why we're doing them. Sometimes we learn through trial and error. How many of you learn through trial and error? How many of you learn through watching what other people do wrong and you say, well, I'm not going to do that. And then yet sometimes we do it anyway. How many of you know that what we should be doing is getting our upgrade, oh, watch, here he comes, and have our daily bread. Lord, give us this day, oh, our daily bread. How many of you need some daily bread right now? Father, you see the ones, oh God, that needs an upload, that we need, Lord. We all need, Lord, an upload. We need, Lord, your daily bread. Many of us have tried many things and to try to get God's attention. We're over here doing this and we're trying to impress God and say, look, Lord, look what I'm doing for you. Watch what Peter did. Watch this in Matthew 17. He was up on the mountain and God transfigured before him. And Peter said unto Jesus, the Lord, it is good for us. Lord, it is good for us to be here. How many of you know sometimes we go to church and, boy, it was a good church. I'm so glad I came. Lord, it's good for us to be here. And if you wish, I'll make 3 tabernacles, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. While he was still speaking, behold, a great cloud came over him. And then suddenly the voice of came out of the cloud and said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear him. Now, if you paraphrase it to today's calling, God just said, shut up, Peter. This is my Son. And you know what? He's speaking. And it's time for you to shut up and be still and know that I am God. And this is my Son, Jesus Christ, in whom I am well pleased. And this is what he's talking to, and he's telling the church today. Wake up and listen. Hear the word of the Lord today. Hear what the word is saying to the church. Say today. How many of you know he's speaking to your heart right now? He's speaking and he's saying, listen up, pay attention. I got something important for you. This is not just a Sunday where you come and, oh, yeah, hallelujah. It was such a good day today. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And you can get caught up in all the hallelujahs and praise the Lord you want. But if you're truly singing, I don't know if that song got to you, but I love to sing that song. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Man, you can get so lost and caught up in the praising God I hope and pray that you had a chance this morning to reach in and pass the crowd, push through the priest with all their praise and all of the stuff, and reach out and get into the holy place and grab on to Jesus' garment. Because if you did, you felt the anointing. You felt the Spirit of God. He'll come in and He'll dine with you and He'll sup with you and He'll start telling you, oh, what's going on? He'll start opening and unveiling His truth. How many of you know He's speaking to us today? He'll start giving you your daily bread. Oh my goodness, while He was still speaking, the voice said, come. And you know what? In 1 Samuel 15 and 22, the Bible says, this is where it says it, obedience is better than sacrifice. To obey is better than to sacrifice. Watch what it says in Psalms 46. It says, be still and know that I am God, and I will be exalted amongst the nation, and I will be exalted in the earth. How many of you know God wants us to know that He is exalted? It's not about a preacher, a church, or an elder, a deacon, a wife, a husband. It's about Jesus. And when we lift Him up, and when we realize that godliness is profitable for all things, you can get caught up and worried and frustrated and depressed and aggravated and go through all kind of things. But I'm here to tell you, first things are first. God is God. He is sovereign. He will do what He wants to do. And sometimes we're running interference for God. How many of you know God does not need us to run interference? Do you not understand what I'm saying? In other words, have you ever watched the Saints play? Have you ever watched them and they got something called the screen, where they run out and they're like three or four guys running in front of the guy with the ball and they're blocking for him, and it's called the screen. And they run out there and they're blocking and they're pushing people out the way so that the guy with the ball can run further. We don't need to do that for Jesus. He's already won. The victory is His. But when we, why are you laughing so much? My wife is laughing. What am I saying? Did I mess up? Okay. God is profitable. Don't worry about blocking for Jesus. We don't have to prove. I love this. This will set some Christians free when you catch a glimpse of it. You don't have to prove Jesus to nobody. He is who He is. This is what the Word says, that every knee shall bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Do you know? Do you know it? Do you know He's pulling you out of the stuff? He's trying to run. He's running the screen for you. He's out there. He's already run before you, and He's laying and He's telling you, come on. This is the way. Walk ye in it. It's easy. My burden is easy. My yoke is light. Oh my goodness. Too many people are working too hard at Christianity. You got to start realizing that God's in control, not you. You got to realize that you can't run your life the way you run your life. It's time for us to realize that God is in control. Learn to back up when you wake up in the morning or wherever you pray. Maybe you'll pray before you go to bed at night for the next day. I don't know. Whatever is you, good for you. But I'm a morning praying person. And I ask God, Lord, I don't know what to do today. Why don't you give me some insight? Why don't you give me direction? Before you run out the door, sucking on your coffee, grabbing a muffin, jumping in the car, hoping it cranks. Before you do all of that, sit before the Lord and say, what direction do you want me to go today, Lord? Now, that's not to sit back. Let me bring some understanding here. Sometimes people want to say, well, Lord, I ain't going to work today because I'm going to sit and wait on you. A fool. The Bible says that he who don't work. Come on, y'all say that one more time. He who don't work. Okay, you got it. I don't have to go any further than that. I'll leave it alone. Before you go to work, before you do all of that, ask for the download. Ask for your daily bread. Lord, give us this day our daily bread.
Watch what the Word says. Learn to discern and hear God's voice. What the Spirit is saying to the church today. John chapter 10 and 27 says, "My sheep hear my voice and I know them and they..." My sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me. You see, Jesus is trying to just get our attention. I've got you. Come on, follow me. I got this for you. Are we following Jesus or are we just doing things we think is right? Proverbs 14 says, "There's a way that seems right unto a man, but the end leads to death." Huh? You see, there's a lot of... I'm going to go back to my hamster on the wheel. Some of us just want to make a lot of noise. Boogity, 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 boogity. We're running around making all kind of noise. Talking about Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And then we're not getting nothing done. We're just in one place making noise. Have you ever seen anybody like that? Don't say amen. Just move on. Just pray for them because you know what? They're trying. But you know what? I'm here to tell you it's time for us to just quit trying things and download the upgrade and realize that God wants to give us our daily bread each and every day. We grow in life when we become Christ-like. We learn first things need to be first. Watch what it says in Matthew chapter 6 and 33. But seek ye what? First the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And all, there we go. All these things, all of them shall be added to you. I'm here to tell you from firsthand experience, there's not a thing in this world that I desire other than a little bit of health. But there's not a thing. God is so awesome. I'm a searcher. I love to go on those Craigslist and for sale in Hancock County and find something. And if they have $100 on it, I'll offer them $50. And if they say, "Nope, don't want to sell it for that cheap," I say, "Okay," and I move on. But if they sell it for $50, I go buy it, bring it home, put it back on Facebook, sell it for $100. Hallelujah. Woo-hoo! And I'm not trying to say anything about, you know what? It's talk about God has inspired me to wait on Him. And there's been so many things that I went, "Well, I sure would like to have that." And within the next year or so, all of a sudden, poof, I got it. And I was like, wow, I didn't try to go make it happen. Well, I got to have a boat. I mean, you know, you find out when you're not a boat person, don't buy a boat. Sometimes we can step out in the flesh and just do things. And we're like, "Well, I almost sunk the thing flat out. I didn't put the plug in." They didn't tell me you got to put the plug in the boat. I'm just out there. I've got a boat. Hallelujah. I mean, I was way out by the reef, and all of a sudden the boat's like... And the guy said, "Actually, Ron Skinner was in the boat." He said, "Did you put the plug in?" I was like, "Plug." He said, "You better get moving." I had to go like 2 miles an hour all the way back to the deck. Drain the boat out. Almost sunk it. So I sold the boat the next month. Something about learning to listen to God's voice. "Don't buy the boat, town. Come on, Lord. I want a boat." "You're not a boat man." "Okay, Lord." "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness," all these things. Godliness is profitable for all things. What are we praying for? Anybody praying for something right now? Watch this. What are we praying? Are we praying to be a millionaire? We're praying for to win the lottery. We're praying for all this stuff. And we just, after you get it, it's not going to make you happy. I mean, how many of you got things in your attic that you thought you had to have? How many things got in your garage that you thought at one time you had to have it, but now you got it, it's in the garage, it's 2 years old, and you're wishing you would have sold it while it was still worth something. Now it's starting to rot. All these things won't satisfy us. We can get caught up in looking at all. Listen to what the Bible says, 3 John chapter 2. "Beloved, I pray that you might prosper in all things, and be in health, just as your soul prospers." This is the question. Is our soul prospering? Are we living and stepping closer to Jesus each and every day? Are we trying to do what God wants us to do? Or are we just doing our own thing? Asking Him to bless it. "Oh, come on, Lord, I'm doing this for you. I'm doing that for you." And what does it say in the scriptures? "I never knew you." What?
Well, I did this for that church. I bought a pew. I bought ceiling tiles. I helped build it. I cut the grass. I did what?
I never knew you. You see, because if you did all of that stuff to be recognized, you did it for the wrong reason. Say wrong reason. You see, it's about doing it as unto the Lord with a true spirit of worship. And Lord, I'm just wanting to be a part of your kingdom. Lord, is there something I can do for you? Is there something, Lord, you need me to do? Watch what John 10:10 says. You know it. The thief does not come except for to steal, kill, and to destroy. But I come that you might have life. Say life. And have it more abundantly. I love that. What are we praying for? 1 Timothy 2:5 says this, 1-5. Says, therefore I exhort you first of all that prayer, that supplication, prayer, intercession, and giving of thanks be made for just some of the people that come to our church. Just some important people. For all men. Yeah, even that person that you can't stand. Oh, what about that neighbor? What about that boss? What about that jerk? Made for all men. For kings? What? Not him. The president? What? And all who are in authority? What? That we might lead, watch this, that we might lead a quiet and peaceable life. Yeah, you wonder why so many people are in turmoil? Because they're trying to talk about everybody and everything and come and just get themselves a little bit better than a neighbor. And just, if I could just... Man, it's time for us to start praying for one another. Say one another. Praying for one another that we might lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness. Uh-oh, what's it say? In reverence. Reverence. Oh, you should go home and look that word up. Reverence. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men, all men to be saved and come to the knowledge, say knowledge, of the truth. How many of you know who the truth is? Jesus is the truth, the way and the life. Listen to this, 2 Peter 3:10. That by the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, huh? And will the heavens be passed away with a great noise. Oh, in which the heavens will be passed away with a great noise and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Both the earth and the works that are in it will be burned up. All of them things you're worried about, all of them things you're trying to obtain, and all of the money in the bank and all of that, it's going to be burned up. What's really important? Therefore, since all these things will be dissolved, in verse 11, in the manner of what manner of person ought you to be? What manner of person ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness? Get ready! Get ready! Looking for the hastening and the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be dissolved, being on fire, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to His promise, look for the new heavens and the new earth, which righteousness dwells. Be steadfast and wait on the Lord. Therefore, beloved, looking forward to these things, be diligent to be found by Him. Be found by Him in peace. Say peace. Without spot and blameless. I consider the long suffering of the Lord in salvation. Is salvation. Remember what Jesus did for you. Godliness is profitable for all things. 1 Corinthians 3:12 says this. Now, if anyone builds on this foundation, gold, silver, precious stones, or wood, hay, or straw, each one's work will become clear for the day. Yeah, it's up there too. Capital D, for the day will declare it. Huh? For the day will declare it, and the fire will test each one's work of what sort it is. If anyone's work will be built if anyone's work which has been built on endures, he will receive a reward. If anyone's work is burnt, he will suffer loss. But he himself
will be saved as though through fire. Sometimes I've heard people say this, and you've heard them too. Oh, if I could just get through the pearly gates. If I could just hear the gates close behind me, I'll be all right. That's such a poor, poor way to live your life. I'm here to tell you that God encourages us to run the race, to win the prize, to run with endurance the race that was set before us, to believe that God inspired us to live the abundant life of Christ. He gave His life that we might have it more abundantly, not just make it through the gates. Woo-hoo, I made it. I heard this and I seen it on Facebook. Oh, I just can't wait till I get to heaven. If I make it, I'll slide in and say, whoo, what a ride. I want to be able to walk in proudly and hear my Father's voice say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter into my rest, my peace. I got something for you. How many of you know we're supposed to be building our rewards where? In heaven. We're supposed to be building our rewards in heaven. If you want to be rich and famous in heaven, start proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ right now. I don't tell you, I mean, when we say rich and famous, I don't mean that like we believe in rich and famous now. I just want to be in the front of the crowd. When I go to church, I want to sit on the front pew. Not to say anything wrong with sitting on the back pew, people. But some people just want to just get in the door and not be seen and not be heard. I can get in late and leave early. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I love coming to church. I love being here with you guys. You guys are, oh, you're telling me shut up, it's the end of service, go clean up. All right. So what a glorious day. Hallelujah. Let's stand and pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, that your word tells us that godliness is profitable for all things. Lord, help us to grow up. Lord, let us grow into the godly person you called us to be. Lord, we ask you to encourage the body of Christ. Lord, we surrender afresh and new. Lord, we ask you to teach us, oh God, to be godly people, to rise up above the norm of what everybody else says. Oh, it's okay. But Lord, today we want to just celebrate your goodness, your mercy, and your compassion in our lives. Lord, we love you, we thank you, and we give you glory and honor and praise in this house. And everyone said amen. 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 God bless you. See, Jason Chickazola is preaching next Saturday.